And now on a mostly new Hollow 9. All right, what do we got? Male Caucasian victim, mid-30s, 9mm shell casings, hollow point wounds. It's full of Hollow 9s, huh?
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Press 9!
The 9 have left Minas Morgul.
Gave to them 9 rings of power.
And 9. 9 rings were gifted to the race of men.
Your love of the halfling's leaf has clearly slowed your mind. Well, that is why you have come, is it not?
It's nothing more than a misplaced kiss.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable!
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
We have returned.
Yes, we're back.
It is the Hollow Nueve.
You found it. It's the 9. Amazed to be back here for the second week in a row. I have some really good news to report to everybody. I never thought this was possible, but in 1 week on the net air, if you will,
we have the community.
We have an email.
Yes.
We have one email.
Our first email.
Amy in Philadelphia. And to answer your question, Amy, not all the time.
Some more than others.
Sometimes more than others, yes, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
But this coming from the guys who pay for their McDonald's with a credit card.
Yeah,
that's
how
chic New Jersey is these days.
Speaking of McDonald's, though, man, what the fuck is up with McDonald's drive-thrus, man? Like,
this is amazing. Tell the story, man.
We come around. All right, we're pulling in. It's like, yeah, nice. There's only like 2 cars in line. And from the second, not even the second, the 0.5th of a second or whatever the hell you want to call it, that takes for us to pull into the drive-thru, there's like 6 more cars
that
out of nowhere.
There's absolutely no way they could have gotten
like
there.
Like, they fucking warped.
Without us seeing them.
They
it was
portal.
The Truman Show. It was the Truman Show.
I mean,
you know?
Come on.
Like, where'd all these cars come from? And then, you know, you turn around and they're gone.
It's just, they're all there. Like, how does it happen?
I mean, I was so shocked that I had to use my credit card.
It was most evil.
Yeah. It definitely was. So, actually, we're listening to some Hollow 9 right now.
Yes.
I hope you guys have been enjoying some of it. You know, I have to keep it covered just so nobody steals it. And, you know, because we're actually not really finished with it. So,
but
it was just
still,
a little taste.
It's a good product. You got a good product going on.
Thank you.
That's if you want to call the product, I mean, but it's good music is what I mean. Your work, you guys got good chemistry.
Well, thank you.
There.
I mean, my man, Jimmy Faceless, Reflex over here.
You want to stand on the fake, it's like crash dummy slamming the brakes. You don't know what the fuck I do to cruise. Flex will come off the top like Lucy Liu.
Talented individual.
Why, thank you, sir.
I'm David Clone. What's up?
Yo, what's evil?
So, I guess the first thing I wanted to report on to everybody, because I feel it's my civic duty to do so. Whatever you do, if you for even a second had an inkling in your mind of going to see the movie Slither, just forget it, okay? Forget it.
That's
it's
bad,
ridiculous.
Huh?
Ridiculous. So bad. Now, I mean, I'm a fan of old school cheese-ass horror movies.
Definitely,
you know, I mean,
definitely.
Now, the thing is, though, this one was a ripoff of one that is ultimately cheesy, but it was a really classic, awesome horror movie from, I don't know, 85, 84. And the thing is, everybody's seen it. You know, if you have ever watched Channel 11, WPIX in New York during Shocktober.
Shocktober.
They used to do every October, like from the time I was in sixth grade on to about maybe my freshman, sophomore year in high school. They would have every week through October, like every horror movie that your mom and dad wouldn't let you go see or wouldn't let you rent in the video store. And you could like watch them on Channel 11. And I mean, I guess they were a little watered down, but that was like the first time I ever saw any of the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I saw it on Shocktober, Channel 11. They used to show like the Twilight Zone movies. Some of them weren't that scary, you know.
I don't personally remember it completely. I mean, I remember the name of the show. I remember maybe like going through the channel and seeing that.
Well, there's one movie, Night of the Creeps. Everybody has seen this movie and they don't realize it. It's about this kid in college who likes this girl. That's like, you know, the basic underlying story. And the whole thing that makes it different than every other story that's about the same thing is that there are these little black slugs that they were like done with clay animation. That's how old this movie was. Clay animation and fishing wire, I'm sure. Oh. It was, and they would like jump into your mouth. And when they got in your mouth, you would become a zombie. And so basically what it would do is lay eggs in your brain, and you'd walk around while the thing was laying eggs in your brain. And eventually your head would pop, and a bunch of more of these little worms would come out.
Multiply, feeding off the human.
Yeah, and they would just go out and, you know, scavenge throughout the countryside, infesting as many people as possible. And fire kills them. They were, like, adverse to heat. So the detective and the, you know, nerdy would-be hero who becomes the big man hero who saves the love of his life girl from the other sorority or something.
Every creature has a weakness.
Kills them all with, you know, a gas explosion in the basement of this sorority house where all the worms had congregated. So basically, this movie Slither is a big ripoff of Night of the Creeps.
Ripped, huh?
But there was one really cool thing. I mean, basically, Slither is about this this big pod that crashes onto Earth. Like, it looked like a football made of snot kind of pod that then shoots out a stinger into a human host, takes the human host over, and they become this slithery worm creature.
Almost like that, the thing too, you know.
In a way,
you know, like it takes over the human and they like form into things.
But it doesn't form into different things. This thing just absorbs everything it touches. Like basically, it has these two tentacles that come out of its chest, and if they stab into a human, then they impregnate the human with all these little larvae. That then they find this one woman that it happened to, the first woman he impregnates. She had blown up to the size, like, the only thing that was normal was her face. She was the size of, like, a corn silo. She, like, a giant egg with all these little pink worms that were computer animated instead of clay animated now in Slither.
She's measuring her waistline
with Night of the Creeps.
A crop circle there.
And when she explodes, they all, you know, rush out. And if they go in your mouth, then they take over your body. Except instead of you all just being mindless zombies in this one, they all become part of the same consciousness.
Oh, God.
Now, there was one very cool scene in this movie that I would say would be the only redeeming factor, except that it's only, like, a minute and a half long, and it is not worth the $10 to sit through the rest of the garbage around it. But real quick, before I forget, the one scene that I really liked was really cool. The way these worms took you over is they went in your mouth, and so there was this girl, they made it a point earlier in the movie to show that she had grown her nails and painted them nice, and she's in the tub when the worm comes into her house, and it slithers up the side, and it goes to jump in her mouth, and she catches it with her nails. And it starts bleeding in her mouth, and as she's drinking its blood, the camera just does this quick zoom into her eye, and there's a computer graphic transition where they show what she's seeing, and the knowledge she's getting from the alien worm's blood, she sees it taking over, like, these vast other planets that are just populated with these giant dinosaur-type creatures, and they're just being overwhelmed by swarms and swarms of these pink worms. So, really cool way to sort of reveal that they've been going through the galaxy just wiping out planet after planet. These are tough hombres.
Let me just, may I interject for a second? Let me just say this. Is it as violent and as gruesome as it seems in the previews? I mean, I've seen the previews with that one guy.
Well,
like, his face is like a fucking, I don't know, it's like all distorted and it looks like he's got a worm wrapped around his head.
He is the main guy. He is the worm.
He's the main guy.
It's not as bad as Eli Roth sort of was leading all of us to believe. Eli Roth is the guy who made Hostel, which was, like, brutally violent. His endorsement. I mean, I guess it was a cheesy movie, but it was just terribly acted. I was very upset with it. It was kind of gory, but it was stupid. It was so, you're just more disturbed by what you're seeing.
Like, just
and
a
now, the other
comedy,
thing is,
huh?
This movie was a big ripoff of a Dean Koontz book, or a Dean Koontz short story called Seed. And, I mean, very, very much the same story. I hope somebody's suing somebody over this, because someone's getting rich off someone else's idea. Just like I'm trying to, you know, get popular on a podcast talking about them ripping off each other's ideas.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, and you know what? Dr. Joe was there.
Oh.
Now, I know that porn is probably one of the most popular subjects of all time, both on the net and in just real life. As we heard on Red Fanny last week at episode 4, these guys crack me up. I love this show. They were attacking the Shaving B. Arthur show. But, you know, I was thinking about porn in a much different way than apparently the Shaving B. Arthur guys were. And, you know, a lot of guys are always asking themselves, wouldn't it be great to be going out with a porn star? And I think let's take that question, the psychology, a little bit further. Let's not even think about dating a porn star. I think about, you know, Pam Anderson has kids. What's it got to be like to be a porn star's kid? And I'm not talking about, like, the Disney World age. I'm talking about, like, when you're a teenager. What's that got to be like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mom, I'm taking the keys. I need to borrow the car. I'll see you later. Yeah, that would be pretty weird.
Well, you just got to watch out. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep your wits about you.
All right, then.
And understand what's going down. Hey, hey, it's the Friday Night Jam. We are here with the Cyclone and the Cojones, the co-host.
That's right. That's me, man. Cojones.
And
with a Z.
We were just chilling and knocking back a few. It's kind of like, you know, that time when you get really wasted after the end of the work week. So
I know, man. I got this whole weekend off.
Oh, that's pretty nice because you worked last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend I went straight through. So.
And that, I cannot imagine. I understand the hell of just working Monday through Friday. I cannot imagine working 7 full days and then having to work another, you know, 5 days after that.
I know. That before was, that having was tough. A weekend. But now this weekend's definitely, you know, here and that's it. It's all. It's over.
So we started off with, like, you know, a 12-pack of Fosters. That's good. That's real good. I like that.
We kind of alternate. Foster's, Heineken, yeah. Like the Honey Brew. You know,
Honey
whatever.
Brown, that shit is nice. I like it.
Hey, man, what's this new group here?
This is a band called Paramore, and their song Pressure. I saw them on our digital cable.
But we have these music choice channels.
Right, I have that. Everybody has it.
And yeah. It's on like, I think it was the hard rock one or the alternative rock one. I was just chilling over here at the comp, you know, like, taking pictures of myself with my photo booth program with the new G5 iMac here.
I know, man. That's sweet.
And
sweet.
All of a sudden, I hear this song, and I'm like, whoa, this is pretty kick-ass. And, you know, it's sort of got the Evanescence chick vocal edge to it, and it's also got, like, a little bit of a Coheed and Cambria
right,
feel.
Right, definitely. Now that I'm losing hope, and there's nothing else to show.
I love chick singers. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, right.
Chick singers are the shit. But anyway, so this is awesome. You know, like, they give you a little bit of background on the band, too, and they show you some album art, and, you know, it's great. It's actually the last bastion of music on TV.
Couldn't even afford cable, and video already killed the radio star. I didn't even have cable.
Oh, really?
No.
It was dead when you got here.
Right.
See, I
don't
know.
When I was able to afford it, my parents, you know, just had regular
broadcast TV.
Okay, now I have to warn everybody. I know we started last week with just sort of like the background of Hollow Nine and the stuff we've been recording so far, and we had this idea for the Hot Chick of the Week segment. Well, it didn't take long for Hot Chick of the Week before it even really got started to evolve into a Hot Chick of the Week in the studio. And the first guest we had on is her name is Mabe, Miss Maybelline the Goddess. You can check her out at www.maybelline.com. And she had at once time been the Goth Chick of the Week. She just happens to be very, very well acquainted with my guitar player, Mr. Asmodeus. And he brought her down to the studio to hang out with us. It gets a little steamy, people, so just be warned and enjoy. This is going to be a multi-part series, I think, because it's just way too much to handle all at once, so... Here you go, part one of the Hot Chick of the Week in the studio.
The Goddess calls. That's what I want to talk about.
So this is the Hot Chick of the Week.
The first time we've ever had a Hot Chick of the Week in the studio.
Yes, we're graduating to actually a physical presence.
Bringing in guests.
If you make me happy, I'll whip you later.
Wow. See, episode two, people. Episode two. We're promising women, and here we are. Now, this Hot Chick of the Week actually has another title. She was the Goth Chick of the Week at what point? When was that?
Gothic Babe of the Week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gothic Babe. Gothic Babe of the Week.
I guess they'll just have to go on there and do a search.
On where?
Gothic Babe of the Week.
Dot com?
No.
Gothic Babe of the Week.
Yeah.
Just go to Google and put Gothic.
Okay, whatever. You can cut that part out. Whatever. I'm an idiot.
We're just going to go to Gothic to Google. Yeah. We're going to type
in. She's cool and all, but
she's not too up on those search engines. Yeah.
Please.
They tend to return pretty good results.
She's also responsible for our Hollow 9 avatar and the Hollow 9 graphic work on Hollow9.com. Who is this? Who's going to introduce our Hot Chick of the Week?
Why don't we let the only guy who can
Exactly.
And discovered the hot chick of the week.
Discover. This is
the
like
Esmo man.
like an archaeological find.
Look at this thing on Earth.
Not that old.
She wasn't buried too deep. Only a couple of layers of dirt that had to move.
Oh.
What?
Exactly.
Okay, none for you tonight.
Oh, man. Like Dave said, we've been utilizing the talents of my significant other to further our own evil purposes online
world
and offline.
I think somebody else needs to do this introduction.
Wow, he got fired.
myself as introduction.
Well, the first thing we should do is maybe, you know, give her a name. This is,
She goes by many names.
She goes by many names. Known to others as, I guess...
Mistress to you.
Mistress. Mistress Maybelline.
The Maybelline.
Of Maybelline.com.
Yes.
Now, these .coms are all actually really .coms. You can go and find Maybelline.com. You can go and find Hollow9.com. They do exist. I know it's a figure of speech, but, you know, you're just going to have to start to weed out when we're using the figure of speech and when it's real. So, if I tell you to go check something out, it's out there. Anyway, Maybelline.com, owner, operator, proprietor, Gothic Babe of the Week, Hot Chick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen, Maybelline.
And the crowd goes wild.
Hey, welcome.
Let's take a
shot. And now I'm on the spot.
Yep, you pretty are. Much.
Is that the way that's the way it works?
Damn. Welcome.
Do you like that little echo there?
I gotta bring one of those.
It sounds like I'm in a dirty bathroom.
A dirty bathroom.
You've been in dirty bathrooms?
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little,
research.
I'm going to bring that home with me. We'll hook it up to the speakers on the bed.
You are bringing it home.
I'm
with
liking
you.
It.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Welcome to Tuna Pink Studios. Welcome to the Hollow Nine podcast. What did you think of our first episode, Maeve?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forwarded it to everyone.
Ah.
I thought it was an ambitious first try.
Ambitious. Yeah, I usually get second tries right after I hear that was an ambitious first try. And I haven't heard that in a long, long time. It was probably back in high school, I believe. I had an ambitious first try.
The good old college try?
Yeah. So what? Tell us about yourself, Maeve. What is it that you do?
I killed my own food growing up.
She killed her own food growing
up. I chased it. Killed it, cooked it.
What was it usually, typically? And where was this? Where did you
choke those chickens?
where did you grow up that this was the common practice? I had to kill and eat my own dinner. You know what I mean? It wasn't like supermarkets. We didn't have Kings. We didn't have ShopRite.
No.
We had the backyard.
We grew lettuce.
Nice. Was it organically grown?
Absolutely.
No
cow dung, 100%.
No pesticides. Yeah. You may be asking yourselves why a hot chick of the week was someone who grew lettuce out of cow dung. But whatever they did down there, it worked out pretty well because she is the hot chick of the week.
In my opinion, everybody should experience what it's like to have to chase their food,
mm-hmm.
you know, and... People buy, you know, Purdue chicken in the store, and they don't really realize, like, that's an animal that died.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. It's there's less of an appreciation there.
We're
not exactly the topic that...
Yeah, we were going to come down here.
We're a little bit of a hypocrite.
Maybe you just get, you know, whatever. I don't know.
That's kind of like eating fish in you're in an aquarium.
Maybe
you
just cut this right out. Let me tell you about myself.
Okay. Let's start over.
So. Start over.
Take two. Still hot.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, you know, I mean, things got a little weird. You got to understand it was our first time with the hot chick of the week in the studio. Believe me, though, that whole thing you heard about whipping in the beginning, there's going to be plenty more of that. I'm going to have to bug out right now for the end of this week's episode. We're going to cut it around 18, 19 minutes here. I wanted to, again, give a big shout-out and a thank you to Red Fanny for not only giving us a shout-out, but for also not ripping us a new Red Fanny like they did Shaving B. Arthur. That was pretty funny, though. I was dying. So don't forget to stick with those guys on Podomatic. Next week, I know I said this week we're going to talk about Lost. I promise, next week is going to be a totally Lost-dedicated episode, with the exception of yet another part of the interview with the goddess.
Believe me, she's as hot as she sounds. So with all that said and done, I'm going to take my leave. This is Dave the Cyclone. Hope you guys liked what you heard here. Enjoy the 9-inch nails. Don't forget, you can email us at davetheclone@gmail.com. That's clone spelled with a K. And please, somebody, give us a shout on the 9 line. The number is 206-666-6173. That's 206-666-6173. That's awesome that we randomly got a 666 number. Anyway, namaste.